You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. And a lot of different things to catch up with you on. What was kind of a quiet stretch for the Bills after the press conferences that took place on Friday. Some news coming down as it relates to the team on Monday. And not breaking news, because by the time you listen to this, you probably would have heard it already. But the Buffalo Bills did make a signing on Monday. Wide receiver Trent Sherfield agreeing to a one-year contract, at least at the time of this recording. No details yet on what that contract would look like. But the former Miami Dolphin signing with the Buffalo Bills, and at least based on the reaction from some of his former teammates in South Beach, they were certainly sorry to see him go. Sherfield, a player that honestly came across my timeline on Twitter just over the weekend, had a fun exchange going back and forth with our very own Bruce Nolan, as well as Greg Thompson from Cover One, and many of our different listeners and readers kind of chiming in. And this was a guy that Bruce had highlighted that he would be interested in the Bills bringing in. And here it is, less than 24 hours later, it is announced that he is signing with the Bills. And, last season, played in 17 games, 30 receptions for 417 yards and 2 touchdowns. Nothing, earth-shattering there when you think of the production. But when you talk about a team that has as many weapons as they do, some of the, back and forth at quarterback with the injuries to Tua Tagovailoa, not a bad season when you think of Sherfield and what he brings. A guy that has some flexibility, that can play in the slot, can play outside, bring some special teams experience as a gunner. So that could very well maybe be the end of Jake Kumerow's time with the Bills, as he is an unrestricted free agent at this time. But when you think of Trent Sherfield, here is a guy that adds another component to the Buffalo Bills wide receiver core. You think of the signing of Deontay Hardy last week, certainly bringing a different element. Again, a guy that can play inside or out, brings some special teams prowess as a returner, a guy that's had some experience maybe being a little bit of a gadget player in the past. And now when you think of the addition of Sherfield, here is a guy that has really worked his way from an undrafted free agent into a viable weapon in the NFL. If you have not seen it yet, I cannot recommend enough. Tyler Dunn at GoLongTD.com actually did a profile on Sherfield earlier in the season, talking about his struggles of, working his way up to earn a scholarship at Vanderbilt, to being an undrafted free agent, the work that he put in with the Arizona Cardinals, really working with Larry Fitzgerald as a mentor, kind of being passed over when it came to playing time, and just some of the things that he had to work through until really getting this opportunity with the Dolphins and now having a chance to join the Buffalo Bills and be another weapon, I guess you would say, on offense. Now, a lot of conversation out there, because people would say, well, does this take you out of the mix for prioritizing a wide receiver in the draft or the Odell Beckham Jr. sweepstakes or any of those pieces? And honestly, right now, I don't know. I know many people think you don't make these two signings and then not address the position in the draft when Gabe Davis is in the last year of his rookie deal. But before we get ahead of ourselves with any of that stuff, let's just look at it and think of, again, here is a guy that can come in. I consider this an upgrade from Jake Kumerow, right? Jake Kumerow earning a spot on the team, but really not giving you anything as a pass catcher. Not bad as a blocker, but it would kind of be a bit of a tell when he was on the field that the Bills were going to be running the football. Well, now you bring in someone in Sherfield who can catch, he can block. Again, he brings you that that presence as a gunner on special teams, what he can do. Here's a guy that brings that flexibility that we've talked about in that fifth or sixth wide receiver spot that the team needs, right? So this is going to be, one of those unheralded signings. I know it's one of those many fans probably like, hey, I didn't know much about this guy beforehand, but when you see some of the work that he put in with the Dolphins, and I do promise you, if you read the article from Tyler Dunn, you will immediately be a fan and understand that this is a guy that can do some good things with the Buffalo Bills. There have been some other Buffalo Bills news-related items, again, that came about earlier in the day. No signing yet, but Devin Singletary is headed to Houston for a free agent visit with the Texans. That was first reported by Aaron Wilson and shared by a number of other folks. So that is certainly out there. And, you know, I think there was some speculation. Would Singletary find his way back with the Bills? Not quite sure, but at least at this point, he's going on a free agent visit. So that is taking place. Also reported by Adam Schefter earlier in the day, the Raiders are signing former Bills safety Jaquan Johnson to a one-year deal per source. So we'll talk a little bit more later in the show about some of the free agents that are out there for the Bills, what that looks like, what that can hold, and we'll kind of get into that in a bit. You know, plenty of conversation out there about comp picks and how this can play out. You know, it's still a little bit early and still plenty of guys out there, and we'll get into some of those names just a little bit later in the show. So, you know, from a Bills news-related day, right? I mean, you see Johnson getting signed. Again, you talk about the possibility of Devin Singletary, and at least in news for a former Bill, and I know at least enough of our listeners, kind of still follow and appreciate and respect the player that John Feliciano was with his tenure with the Bills. This is reported by Kim Jones. John Feliciano tells Newsday he has a one-year deal with the 49ers. The New York Giants lose a veteran on the offensive line and a great locker room guy. So John Feliciano, just the one season with the Giants, on his way to San Francisco to play with the 49ers. So listen, now that we've gotten through some of the news-related pieces, let me just say, too, you guys all know Breaking Buffalo Rumblings is brought to you by our friends at Homage.com. Make sure you check the show notes. They've always got new items that they're releasing each and every day, each and every week, different sales and discounts. And I love everything that these guys, that I have gotten from them, and I'm sure that you do, too. So like I said, check it out in the show notes, how you can get some great gear from them. I do love kind of these old school retro Topps baseball card designs that they have. And like I said, if you check out the show notes, you can see those different designs and see if it's something that might be a good fit for you. Now,
vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As we move forward, I do want to talk more here about free agency. And when we talk about free agency, talking about Buffalo Bills players that are still unsigned free agents at this time. Because I think as we look at things, you think to yourself, okay, you know, the Bills still have about 35 spots on their roster that need to be filled. And that's not all going to happen through undrafted free agents or, of course, rookies that you get in the draft. There are going to be some guys that the Bills might look to bring back. And I think as we talk about this, there are, you know, a few names that are left for consideration. And I did want to run through that with you guys today, because I think it's important and to kind of get your take on some of them that could find their way back to Buffalo. So as I go through these names, I would love to get your take. Make sure you find me on Twitter at Anth Marino. Always love to interact with you guys and hear your thoughts on which players from this list you could see working their way back to Buffalo this season. So why don't we kind of go through it right now? And again, like I said, I do want to hear from you because I have my own thoughts on this, but I would love to hear your take as well. First up on the list is Roger Saffold. And granted that he's 34 years old, a Pro Bowl guard, kind of underperformed, at least by what our expectations were that he could do in Buffalo this year. But you would have to think, with someone that brings his experience, kind of what he has done, that he is not looking to be a backup in Buffalo this coming season. And when you talk about the signing of Connor McGovern, Roger Saffold will probably find a place on another NFL roster to compete for a starting job. So at 34 years old, 1 year in Buffalo, I know that he had said he would like to come back to Buffalo, would even do so on a discount. Maybe if there was some sort of a vet minimum type of deal for him to come back and be a backup at one of the guard positions, maybe could we see that? But I don't think that is in the cards when it comes to Roger Saffold, and will be interesting to see if he ends up hooking up with another team and how that might tie into the comp pick formula for the Bills. Another player, and again, kind of old news at this point, but Isaiah McKenzie is technically an unrestricted free agent, cut by the team just the other day to free up about $2.6 million in cap space. Maybe if there's not a market for McKenzie, maybe he looks to come back and sign a deal with the Bills. I don't think that is going to be the case, especially now with the signing of Sherfield. I think his time in Buffalo has probably come to a close. But like so many Bills fans, love the personality that McKenzie is and what he brought to the franchise. And I hope he ends up hooking up with another team soon enough and being able to continue his NFL career. Another guy whose time I think is probably done in Buffalo, unceremoniously, Jamison Crowder. Too many injuries this past season, barely able to get on the field with these recent moves. I do not see him coming back to the Bills at this time. So it is probably, you know, Crowder will probably end up hooking up with another squad, although we'll see what kind of demand there is for him coming off that injury. Jordan Phillips is an interesting name, defensive tackle. Now 30 years old, coming off a one-year $4.5 million contract with the Bills. Presumably healthy. Obviously, the Bills have some depth. I don't want to say concerns, right? But when it comes to defensive tackle, you've got Ed Oliver, Tim Settle, and Daquan Jones at the current time, all in the final year of their deals. So, you know, just when you're talking about this, not just the depth from, okay, who's going to be that fourth man in the rotation, but maybe a sneaky need for the Bills, but what type of contract will Jordan Phillips demand certainly remains to be seen. Another on the list at 32 years old is David Quessenberry. You know, signed kind of a vet minimum deal with the team last year to be a bit of a swing tackle. Does the team look to do an upgrade at swing tackle? Do they bring Quessenberry back, a guy that's got plenty of starting experience, to join the team again? I would not be against having him come back and kind of fulfill that role. I mean, I don't know. You can maybe do something with a Tommy Doyle if he is healthy. But David Quessenberry, another name to keep an eye on. Tywan Jones at 34 years old, again, listed as a running back, but really special teams ace. At this point, when I look at the signing of Sherfield, I think to myself, okay, definitely an upgrade over Kumerow. What does that mean for Tywan Jones? For him at 34 years old, I have to imagine there's not too much of a market out there. And is his time in Buffalo maybe wrapped up also? Greg Van Roten, the guard, 33 years old. For me, nothing to see there. I know there's always a need for valuable depth upon the offensive line, but I just don't see him coming back to Buffalo. Maybe I'll be wrong, but from this standpoint, maybe the Bills look to get a little bit younger with their depth versus the 33-year-old veteran. Shaq Lawson is a guy, if there is one that I was going to pound the table for, that is the guy, right? Still only 28 years old, kind of rejuvenated his career last year in Buffalo, proving to be a valuable piece along the defensive line. We've got Von Miller coming off his ACL injury. Of course, the arrow pointing up for Gregory Rousseau, looking for him to continue to do great things. Still some question marks, though, with Boogie Basham. You've got A.J. Epenesa in the last year of his deal. And again, what will the recovery look like for Miller? I don't know when it comes to Shaq Lawson, if he's looking for a bigger deal, if the Bills are looking to bring him back, what the scenario is there. But that is the one name on this list I am most closely monitoring to see what the situation is. I hope he can be back in Buffalo this season and have an opportunity to produce again as part of the Bills' vaunted defense. A couple other names here. Jake Kumerow, we talked about before. I think his time in Buffalo is probably done. Maybe he catches on as at least a roster spot with the Jets if his old buddy Aaron Rodgers eventually ends up there. But that's a story for another podcast. And some other names that you can look at here. Dean Marlowe, certainly the opportunity to provide some depth at safety. I think his future might be tied to, you know, what is going to take place with DeMar Hamlin. Are they going to transition Christian Benford to safety? Or is it with Jaquan Johnson reportedly signing with the Raiders, does that free up the spot where Dean Marlowe can re-sign with the Bills and provide that veteran presence, still just 30 years old? A couple other names along the offensive line. Justin Murray, would be surprised if he is back in Buffalo. The other is Bobby Hart, who valuable in playing about 100 snaps this past season, kind of as that, you know, blocking tight end, almost filling the void left by Lee Smith. Will Hart find his way back to the Bills? Not quite sure. Honestly, I'd rather them sign someone that's kind of a Lee Smith type that can be a valuable blocker, but if needed, could get a few catches throughout the season to catch defenses off guard, something that remains to be seen. Tommy Sweeney at tight end. Speaking of tight end, right, 27 years old. His rookie contract is up. I would imagine he would be coming in on a minimum contract if he were to re-sign with the Bills. But Quentin Morris is already under contract. I would not be surprised if the Bills looked at the possibility to upgrade their tight end too, that might have Sweeney on the outside looking in. Or maybe he ends up filling one of those 90 roster spots and has a chance to join the practice squad. So I know he's always been a great guy in the locker room, close with Dawson Knox and Josh Allen. Tommy Sweeney and I to keep an eye on, but I would not be surprised if his time in Buffalo is done. Last one on the list, AJ Klein, right? Kind of a joined off the practice squad for the Chicago Bears last year. 31 years old, understands the system, can provide some depth at linebacker. I don't know if his time is done, right? He was getting snaps ahead of guys like Terrell Dodson and Terrell Bernard last year. What the Bills are going to do with Tremaine Edmonds signing with the Chicago Bears, that does remain to be seen and something to keep an eye on. But again, I would be surprised if AJ Klein is back with the Bills this season. So, right, as you go through this, I think in so many ways, like, it's just, you know, we get to this point. Are any of these guys going to be back? Again, you run through the list. Saffold, Jordan Phillips, Isaiah McKenzie, Jamison Crowder, David Questenberry, Tywan Jones, Greg Van Roten, Shaq Lawson, Jake Kumerow, Dean Marlowe, Bobby Hart, AJ Klein, Justin Murray, and Tommy Sweeney. As I said, if there's one guy I'm pounding the table for, it's Shaq Lawson, but I would love to hear who your pick is. Let me know if there's somebody else on this list that you really think the team needs to put a priority on and to re-sign sooner rather than later. Listen, I'm about out of time for now. You probably heard my alarm going off in the background. Let me know it was time to wrap up. So I always appreciate you guys tuning in. Appreciate everybody at homage.com for their support. Thank you for subscribing to Buffalo Rumblings and our podcast network so you get all the great shows we bring to you each and every week. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And as always, go Bills.